Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I can relate to my ancient sister in the story today, for I know what it's like to bend over and not be able to straighten out. The first time this happened, I had just turned 50. That seemed to be the magic age for my body to say I've had it. And I was laying there on the floor, laughing, saying, I've fallen and I can't get up. Now, I can relate to her because when I went to the doctor the last time for this issue, he said, oh, you're going to have this for about 20 years. Well, thank you. However, there is such an arsenal of help in these days for people with back pain or back troubles. I can go to physical therapy. When it gets really bad, they have pills that help me out. The only problem with that is that I can't function otherwise, but at least I'm happy during the time. There's physical therapy, there's exercise, there's even shots and surgery if things get really bad. There's something that can be done to mitigate this issue. And the other thing that is different from my situation to our ancient sister is people might ask me, how did you do this? The last time it went out, I was actually handing a piece of paper to someone in a nursing home, which was really good that it happened at the nursing home because they had all sorts of stuff to help me as I tottered out of there. People might ask how it happened, but they won't say to me, what did you do to tick God off? And you see, in those days, my ancient sister would have not only had the burden of a back bent over where she could not straighten up, the burden of no medical technology to help her, the burden of not having things to get her around like wheelchairs and walkers and all these wonderful inventions that we have that help us. But she'd also would have had the scorn of her neighbors. This must have happened because you did something wrong. And the worst part is, they didn't identify the lady by name. She was the crippled over lady. I could just imagine, Sabbath after Sabbath, as she came in, oh, there's the crippled lady. There's the lady that for 18 years Satan has been on. Can you imagine having that label? And I learned something wonderful about my ancient sister. And it's something I think we can learn today. She let nothing stop her from being in worship Sabbath after Sabbath. I don't believe that she happened in that day by chance. I don't believe that that was something that she had heard that Jesus was coming, so came into that synagogue. I think it was her habit, Saturday after Saturday, to come and worship. And I imagine it took her twice as long as everybody else to get there. And of course, she had to sit in the back. You know, nowadays, the back pews are the coveted ones. But in those days, they weren't, and that was where the women sat and the men sat up front. And so as she hobbled in that day, as she did every Sabbath day, I think of the value of showing up. Even when there are obstacles, even when we feel doubled over and burdened down. And the reason that it's so important to show up is you never know when God's going to speak right to you. So for 18 years, this woman doubled over, came to worship. And I would hope that in those 18 years, she found something of comfort. But that day when she came, she did not expect healing. She sat probably in her usual seat. As everybody said, there's the cripple lady. And then something happened. God spoke directly to her. Jesus pointed her out and said, come on up here. Now, that was unusual to begin with. And then he healed her. Now, I also learned something about the head of the synagogue, because I can relate to him. Jesus disrupted his service. And for people like me who like control and like to have everything just so, just ask my board. I like everything to be just right, and if it's not, people hear about it. So I can understand this man. And in one translation it says, he kept saying to the people, there are six other days, come at that time to get healed. Now, he wasn't saying, well, this lady, you'll have to come back tomorrow. Jesus, undo what you did so she can come back tomorrow and get healed properly. The deed was done for her. Why was he so upset? The Bible says, well, it's because the Sabbath regulation was not kept. Technically, it was work what Jesus did. I'm thinking that was his excuse. I think the reason he had to keep saying that, just think about it. What if we knew of a person that was in this lady's condition, all of a sudden she's standing up straight? I think there might be some shouting like when the Packers have their rare touchdown. I think things might get out of order really quickly. And I'm sure that a line was formed because people were saying, well, she got healed, I need healing too. And so the service was disrupted. And this poor man is trying to get order back in the synagogue. So he said, look, if you want healing, come back another day. But pandemonium had broken out in that synagogue, and this poor guy could not contain it. And I think that's another lesson for us, especially we control freaks. Sometimes God does things that are messy and not within our formula, and we are so concerned about the process and about it being done right that we miss out on the blessing and the power of God. All the other people got it. They were having a great time. And this poor guy was saying, no, it wasn't done right. Think about that. So I've learned two wonderful things from this story. Don't let anything get in the way of our relationship with God and our approach to God. And let's be in a place every Sunday of healing. Sometimes people have come to me and said, oh, I get so embarrassed in church because I'm crying all the time. And my response has been, if you can't cry in church, where can you cry? Because the healing of tears and of God taking care of us and speaking peace to trouble. And there are times when we need to cry, and we need to let it out to God. The third thing I learned was about Jesus, something wonderful. Everybody called this lady the crippled lady, but do you know what he called her? The daughter of Abraham, the child of God. She had a royal title by the time he was through with her, and he calls us the same. The child of God, royalty. He doesn't define us by our infirmities. He doesn't define us by our weaknesses. He looks at us and he sees us as sons and daughters of the heavenly King. And that is what we are. And I hope we can take that. Lord Jesus, I thank you for that ancient sister who walked in crippled and left the daughter of Abraham. I thank you for that hard synagogue leader who we hope learned a lesson. I thank you for the people of that day who saw your grace break out among them and rejoiced. And I ask that our lives would reflect the grace and the beauty and the hope that we see in you each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.